Can I make a suggestion?
Hi, this is Lisa with a concert billboard for Sunday, March 13th. Tonight, for Love Not Lisa, Fudge Tunnel and Clutch will be at the Limelight. The Addicts, Yuppie Side, and Bouncing Souls are the Grand. Mall Girls, Cake Leg, Handel, and Blush are at Continental. Seven Times a Year will be at the Knitting Factory. Flo Yo-Yo is at Louisiana Bar and Grill. Bruce Brown is at the Downbeat Club. Fabio Morguero Quintet will be at the Anarchy Cafe. Gary Lucas's Gods and Monsters are at the Mercury Lounge. And Crucial English is at the Lion's Den. Tomorrow night, March 14th, Peach Fish Pie is at the Rodeo Bar. The David Tronzo Trio and Andy Laster's Hydra are at the Knitting Factory. George Worthmore and the Dive Bombers are at Manny's Car Wash. The Wolverton Brothers, Brain Police, Ultra Biden Helvis are at Brownie's. Melvin's and the Obsessed are at Communion. And Gina Gina, Garden of Subversion, Hipnip, and Shock Circle are at Continental. On Tuesday, March 15th, Point of View, Rooster Tail, Laughing Sky, and the Half-Breeds will be at the Pyramids. Lucky Seven is at the Rodeo Bar. Flatmeat Johnson and the Titans will be at Mondo Cane. This is All in Full Syndicate, and Mike Stern Band are at the Blue Note. The Connectors will be at Anarchy Cafe. Absolute, Profit Margin, Planet X, and Machines of the Loving Grace will be at CBGB's. Angry Are the Dancing Devils, Los Dudes and Gunhead will be at AKA. Trust, Rob Reddy and James Cass will be at the Ludlow Street Cafe. Pagan Sun and Hollow Bodies are at Lion's Den. Maria Excommunicada, Excess, and Sword Soul will be at Communion. And Iron Prostate, Can Travolta, Thanks to Gravity and Sticks and Stones will be at Continental. On Wednesday, March 16th, Hassan Human and Zahar will be at Irving Plaza. The Colorado String Quartet is at the Stoller Center. The Scottalites, the Scofflaws, and Alstonians will be at the Grand. The Johns are at the Rock and Roll Cafe. Kuru and Fluffer will be at the Knitting Factory. Guitar Shorty is at Manny's Car Wash. Windsor Hollow, Peanut 23, Daisy Cutter, and Trip Hammer will be at Brownie's. Star 6-9, Hub Moore, Kool-Aid Temple, Thorn, and Job are at CBGB's. The Twanglers and Tom Clark will be at Mercury Lounge. Machines of Loving Grace, Course of Empire will be at Maxwell's, and Ex-Husbands, Five Chinese Brothers, and Interesting Guys will be at Continental. On Thursday, March 17th, Green Day and Tilt will be at Irving Plaza. Murphy's Law, Falafel Mafia, and Fist are at the Grand. Shaman will be at Wetlands. The Motor Kings are at Fast Eddie's Place. Bobby Radcliffe will be at Mandy's Car Wash. Hot Wheels, Torn and Frayed, Triple Forbidden Taboo, and Rooster Tail will be at Continental. Bob Evans, The Wives, and For Love Not Lisa will be at Maxwell's. And Black 47 and The Marksmen will be at the Academy. For more information, call WUSC at 516-632-6901 or contact the venue. Concert Billboard can be heard weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and midnight. You're listening to 90.1 WUSC, Stony Brook.
Hey, Jim, you know what special time here at the radio station is coming up very soon?
Yes, indeed. WUSB's Radiothon 94, beginning on Saturday, March 19th, and running through April 2nd.
There's a lot of music specials planned, as well as expanded versions of already existing programs.
And some of those specials include a vintage Grateful Dead show brought to you from some of the station's ardent deadheads. Charlie Backlash is going to do a Richard Thompson special. There'll be a 12-hour tribute to Frank Zappa. And Mad, I hear you're doing an accordion special, The Big Squeeze.
Plus, there'll be longer features of USB favorites like The Blues Show, with both acoustic and electric live performances, The Bayou, Global Rhythms, live folk music from local artists, Filipito's Onda Nueva All-Stars, reggae music from the Stony Brook Posse, and lots more.
So that's Radiothon 94, beginning Saturday, March 19th, and running through Saturday, April 2nd. Two special weeks of fun right here at WUSB 90.1 FM. Tune in.
I didn't get that.
Well, we're not going to repeat it.
please repeat that? Who do you think you are, anyway? Hey, Eric. One show, he wouldn't have to wear tuxedos. Welcome to Brain Damage with Eric Corley. It's morning, I know. But for many of us, it's still evening. So, humor me. Well, it's time for Brain Damage. At 12 minutes after 12 o'clock.
And I guess we'll start things off with the news, because that's probably the best thing we can do. And then we'll take some phone calls.
Dynamic.
What?
May I help you?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Where did that person come from? Can you tell me? Someone's playing around? I don't think it's funny. I just want to make... All right. Enough of that. No more nonsensical games. We don't need this. This is a serious program. And as part of our seriousness, here is the news. From the Associated Press.
How may I help you?
I'm sorry, operator. I don't need any help right now. Thank you anyway.
No problem.
All right. This is just wasting operators' time, and it's wasting our time, too. All right, and so far we've had 9X and AT&T wasting their time. I mean, is that what we want to do? No, we don't want to do that. We want to get on with things. We want to do our program. All right, so whoever is responsible for this, please stop it, okay, because we have serious things to do. Now, I'm trying to read the news here. This is about Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's offering... Should I just ignore this? I will. Hillary Rodham Clinton is offering her first public comments on the Whitewater controversy. And this is turning out to be quite a controversy right here. You know, I can't even turn it off. That's really annoying.
MCI, may I help you?
MCI, now. No, I'm sorry, operator. This is a mistake. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this a tour of the long-distance companies or something? I don't find this funny. I don't find it funny at all. Hillary Rodham Clinton is offering her first public comments on the Whitewater controversy. In interviews with Newsweek and Time... Oh, no. Hello? Who's this?
Sprint operator.
Sprint, of course. No, I'm sorry, operator. This is a misdialing error. Thank you anyway.
Bye.
I suppose I'd just sit here and wait for the next one to come through, shouldn't I? Anybody? No? You sure now? Is that it? Have we heard all the operators we're going to hear tonight? I mean, I'm a very patient person. I can sit here all night long. Can we continue? Thank you. In interviews with Newsweek and Time, the First Lady admits making mistakes in the handling of Whitewater. The First Lady admits making...
26-3. The number you dialed is invalid.
Aha.
Press the area code or call directory assistance in the city you wish to reach. 26-3. The number you dialed is invalid.
Of course,
check the area code or call directory assistance in the city you wish to reach.
Please hang up.
26-3. The number you dialed is invalid.
I can't get rid of this
person. Check the area code or call directory assistance in the city you wish to reach.
This is frustrating. All right. I guess we can just have that noise there. In interview, as long as that noise is there, we can't get anybody else there, so. There's no way that's good. In interviews with Newsweek and Time, I'm reading this again, I know, the First Lady admits making mistakes in the handling of Whitewater. She blames her desire for privacy for not explaining her role in the Arkansas land development deal earlier. Mrs. Clinton says, we never should have made the investment for one. Maybe she means we should have made it for two. Gotta read into everything she says, you know. She also says another mistake was not appreciating how other people view the controversy. Translation, not appreciating how smart people can be sometimes. Recent polls and a few Americans have indicated that the public's opinion of the First Lady has suffered as a result of Whitewater. Mrs. Clinton contends Whitewater has no connection to... Oh, stop that! Sabotaging me. Mrs. Clinton contends Whitewater has no connection to the president's public life. But she says she now realizes that those who run for public office give up their zone of privacy. Their zone of privacy. I wouldn't touch that one with a 10-foot pole. P-O-L-E. Democratic Party Chairman David Wilhelm is going on the Whitewater offensive. At a Democratic National Committee meeting in Cleveland, Wilhelm unleashed an unusually personal attack on three of President Clinton's chief GOP critics. Senators Bob Dole, Phil Graham, and Alphonse D'Amato. You realize those are all, like, food-sounding names? You got D'Amato there, that's food-sounding. Graham, of course, Graham crackers, and Dole, pineapples. Must mean something in the greater scheme of things. Wilhelm told the meeting that being accused of ethics violations by New York State's D'Amato is like being called ugly by a frog. Actually, being called ugly by D'Amato would be just as bad, but never mind that. And continuing in his vehement attack, Wilhelm said Graham's attacks were akin to being called low by a snake. Well, this guy's on a roll, isn't he? As for Dole, Wilhelm says being attacked by the Senate Minority Leader on ethics is like being called a tax cheat by Leona Helmsley. The article doesn't mention that he was throwing things off a table while he was saying all this. I understand CNN has footage. And if that wasn't enough, the DNC chair, Democratic National Committee, by the way, accused... I don't know why the chair is saying all this, but I guess everyone's getting in on it. The chair accused Republicans of churning up the Whitewater affair because they have no other issue to run on. From the Kennedy Space Center, the astronauts aboard the space shuttle Columbia... Are there more astronauts up there? I just can't keep track of it. There's always somebody up there. Well, okay, there's somebody up there now, and they're now awake. Hey, how you doing? They could be tuning to us right now because FM radio is line of sight. So if they're just within our sight, they might be getting us. I don't think they can call us, though. But who knows? Anyway, they're now awake as they continue their scheduled 14-day mission. In a switch, it was the shuttle crew who provided the wake-up music, playing a recording of Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys. Why can't they play something by the Dead Kennedys or Nirvana or something like that? You know, that'd be a wake-up call, all right. The government of South Africa says it's taken over control of the black homeland. Oh, boy. All right, just give me a moment here. I can do this. Bapu Tatswana. Once you say it once, you can say it again. Bapu Tatswana. The government says it no longer recognizes the authority of Homeland President... Oh, no. Okay. Bapu Tatswana. All right. That's the place. Now, here's the name. Lukas Mangopi of Bapu Tatswana. Lukas Mangopi of... All right, I can do this. Lukas Mangopi of Bapu Tatswana. Yes. We all should learn how to do this. We all should learn how to pronounce names. I mean, Polish names are hard enough. Chinese names are hard enough. African names, South American names, you name it. We can do it. Anyway... In a statement, Foreign Affairs Minister Piet Botha says the South African ambassador has been put in charge of running the homeland, probably until South Africa's first all-race election in April, and that's going to be fun. Oh, boy. There was no immediate response from Mangopi, who had opposed letting Bapu Tatswana take part in the election until strikes and rioting this past week that killed at least 24 people. More than 1,500 South African troops were deployed in the capital on Friday to halt widespread looting and take positions around all government buildings. Dateline Beijing. Secretary of State Warren Christopher has heard from American businessmen in Beijing who are expressing little support for using trade to force changes in China's human rights policies. Well, of course they're not going to support that. I mean, that's their bread and butter. They're business people. They're not going to support sanctions. Anyway, The American businessmen told Christopher at a breakfast meeting that such a strategy only inhibits their ability to compete in a Chinese market. In other words, we won't make any money. The businessmen are concerned that the Clinton administration may withdraw most favored nations' trading status for China. For Christopher, it's a discouraging follow-up to the blunt exchanges of views he'd had with Chinese leaders. Those sessions produced no progress on human rights and increased the likelihood of a breach in the lucrative trade between the two countries. Chinese police are staking out the U.S. Embassy in Beijing and the homes of activists in an attempt to keep them quiet during Secretary of State Warren Christopher's visit. At least 16 dissidents have been held for varying periods in a police sweep the past 2 weeks. Sources say the latest is a woman whisked from her home Saturday after she wrote a letter to the national legislature supporting direct elections and human rights. Sounds like communist talk to me. Four foreign reporters who visited dissidents have also been detained for up to 6 hours. The Secretary of State is in China to try to persuade officials to treat their citizens better or risk trade repercussions. Chinese leaders continue to insist that that's no one's business but their own. And speaking of no one's business but their own, President Clinton is calling it a big win for everyone, characterizing an agreement between the United States and Japan. The deal will provide American manufacturers with broader access to Japan's cellular telephone market. You know, those phones you can listen in on from anywhere. In his weekly radio address, the president said the agreement demonstrates that the United States and Japan can work together to open up jobs in America by opening up markets in Japan. U.S. Trade Representative Mickey Cantor calls it a first step forward to meeting other challenges the U.S. faces with Japan over trade. Cantor notes, the agreement for the first time commits the Japanese to meeting specific deadlines and benchmarks in opening its markets. Trade experts view the agreement as an indicator that the Japanese are easing their opposition to specific trade commitments. On the light side of the news, a published report says a cancer research team at the University of Montreal deliberately falsified data for a breast cancer study. It's all in the name of academics, you know. The study is credited with encouraging doctors to perform partial mastectomies, also known as lumpectomies, instead of the more disfiguring total mastectomy. The Chicago Tribune says the organizer of the study has known about the fraud for at least 2 years, but, says the paper, it has not published a reevaluation of the findings. What effect the tainted data will have on reevaluated test findings is unclear. But a statistician for the project says the findings will change. No, I falsified that. He says the findings won't change. Or maybe I falsified that. You see, once you start falsifying things, you never know who to believe, do you? Maybe I made this whole story up. Maybe I made all these stories up. Maybe I'm on tape. Maybe you're not really listening. That's probably true. But anyway, the Tribune says falsifications range from changing the date of a surgical operation by a few weeks to supplying follow-up data on a patient for 2 years after her death. Doesn't say whether that data was accurate. All right. A newspaper says a bank in Virginia warned the government years ago that accused spy Aldrich Ames and his wife were making suspiciously large cash deposits. The Los Angeles Times, citing anonymous sources, says Dominion Bank of Virginia filed reports with the Internal Revenue Service in the late 1980s or early 1990s because it was concerned that Ames was structuring his deposits to keep them under $10,000 each. Federal law... Oh, dear. I won't be able to finish that. Continuing, there'll be no St. Patrick's Day parade in Boston this year. That's the official word coming from the South Boston Allied War Veterans Council. And guess why? The longtime sponsors of the annual celebration have decided to cancel the 92-year tradition rather than allow homosexuals to be among the 10,000 marchers who were expected to take part. The Irish-American Gay, Lesbian, and Bisexual Group of Boston says it has a right to participate in a public event. That right was upheld in a court ruling based on a Massachusetts law barring discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The veterans group hopes to keep the group from participating when the city of Boston takes over operation of the parade next year, but the mayor of Boston says the gay marchers are welcome to join in, and he says a lot of people are embarrassed by the whole affair. Well, I'll tell you. Veterans, people that go overseas or wherever they want to go and risk their life to protect the American way. They're too embarrassed to march in a parade. They'd rather cancel the whole thing than allow themselves to be seen in the same crowd. I mean, they really learned a lot going over there, didn't they? Wow. Well, this kind of thing really makes them look kind of silly, I think. And in New York, of course, Rudy Giuliani will be marching in the racist parade or sexist parade that won't allow gays and lesbians to partake. You know, in the gay and lesbian parade, I wonder how they would react if a bunch of Hibernians, whatever Hibernians are, but if a bunch of Hibernians came up to them and said, "Hey, can we march?" You know, do you think that they would say, "No, you can't march"? I mean, you know, we'd be embarrassed to have Irish people or Scottish people or English people or people of a certain nationality marching in our parade? Somehow I don't think so. But when the tables are turned, when it's the other way around, when it's people marching in an Irish parade, they're a whole lot less tolerant. Speaking of being embarrassed by someone's presence, you're back.
I'm back.
What do you want?
I want to know what an ancient Hibernian is.
I don't know, but they're pretty close-minded, these ancient Hibernians.
Are they all old? Are there any recent Hibernians? Like the new order of Hibernians?
Well, they call themselves ancient Hibernians. Even the new ones, I think, call themselves ancient because their philosophy is so ancient, because their way of thinking is so ancient. But there's a lot of, you know, newfound sexist and racist and things like that. Oh, by the way, do we have a new copy of Statesman? That reminds me.
Speaking of racism, where
speaking
are
of racist.
Yeah, this is a lot. Oh, boy.
How does it always get in here? I thought it was.
Isn't that a flattering picture of yourself?
That's not me.
No, I'm just saying, like, having your picture. The poor girl is chewing a pen cap and the
okay, this is where this newspaper has gone, okay? First of all, the whole front page is devoted to a group that they hate, suffering a defeat. The group is NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group. They're environmentalists. They're people that are for social, equalization.
They're
kind of people that would support gays marching in the St. Patrick's Day parade. So, of course, and in case you haven't been listening over the last few weeks, a bunch of rightist people have taken over the campus newspaper here and turned it into something unrecognizable. You know, Statesman was the paper of the 1960s and 70s. You know, they help people fight against wars and things like that. But now it's more, it's so rightist that even the administration is embarrassed. The administration is more to the left of our campus newspaper. Think about that. What are the implications of something like that? It's like the Dartmouth Review. Do you remember that? That was the rightist newspaper that got all of its funding from the National Review up at Dartmouth. And their administration was really embarrassed by this. But the difference was, the Dartmouth Review was not the campus newspaper. They were an outside newspaper that distributed on campus. This is our campus newspaper. Our campus newspaper is printing all kinds of... I'll go into it. First of all, on the front page, nice flattering picture of the person that sponsored the motion to suspend NYPIRG's funding. New York Public Interest Research Group. Now, they're suspending it because they don't feel they're doing enough on-campus things. Well, you know, there are plenty of on-campus things that need to be done, but the whole point of NYPIRG is to get people on-campus involved in things off-campus as well, because believe it or not, there is a world out there, and it's very good to get involved in it, you know, from an environmental point of view. So anyway, this flattering picture of the person that supported suspending the funding for NYPIRG, and then there's a picture of the person that is from NYPIRG chewing on a pencil. It looks like she's underwater too, because I don't know what they did to the. It's a nice effect on the picture. You know, they sort of put this murky film over it.
They had a dig for like the worst picture.
So it looks like she's in a submarine or something like that. with all the lights out. So, yeah. And, of course, she looks sad, too, because she just lost all her funding. And then as you open this thing up, you get all kinds of you know, articles supporting this newspaper, saying how the administration is doesn't know what they're talking about. People supporting basically an article that appeared many weeks ago or several weeks ago.
Did Rush Goombaugh write in and say?
I'm waiting for him to write in. This is the kind of thing he would like a lot. And then there's another article on Nyberg's funding. Well, it's an article. I guess that's where the article begins. Then there's a huge article on the new place downstairs called Colors.
Oh, that's horrible.
Is it horrible?
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet.
It's like being on the set of Punky Brewster.
Oh, God. Why did they ruin things on this campus? They ruined the campus newspaper. They ruined the Rainy Night House. The Rainy Night House was a cool place you could always go to and watch somebody strumming guitar or playing piano, and you could drink a beer. You know, that's taboo these days. You can't do that anymore.
Actually, now, yeah, it used to be cool. It was nice and dark and woody. Now
right.
It looks like the set to, like, Clarissa Explains It All. It looks like a prepubescent 13-year-old's bedroom.
Oh, that's the kind of thing you want to see.
It's all purple and pink with balloons, and it's just
and,
like...
And then supposedly the graduate students open a lounge again. You remember the graduate student lounge you used to
in the
chemistry building?
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool, someone said.
Now there's another place, but it's in the cafeteria. And I'm sorry, it just looks like a cafeteria no matter what you do.
Mm.
And nobody was there either, I should point out, when you know, I went there with a bunch of people. Nobody's there. Nobody had knows how to have fun on this campus. You know, it used to be there. Used to be a bar in every dormitory. Used to be a hangout in every dormitory in there. It just isn't anymore.
But remember how the food was at least affordable and cheap? In the Rainy Night House?
Yeah.
Well, it's you got the same schlock that's
uh-huh.
in other cafeterias at the same price. And so it's not it's just an extension of the same poop.
I don't know what's going on in this place.
And there's no place to set up for like a bands or anything in there. So no more poetry readings. Well, that's pretty good. But
now, there's an editorial in here gloating about Nyberg losing its funding. Basically, the first word in the editorial is, hooray. I'm sorry, but I don't take any newspaper seriously that begins an editorial with the word hooray. That just, like, tells me. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh would love this. That's exactly the way that he would write, if he could write. And then an editorial saying, hooray for Colors, the new place downstairs, as if it's an alternative. There's a big article on supporting, again, the column which a lot of people feel was racist a few weeks ago. You know, the one that said that Stony Brook has a lot of problems because of all the inner city people that come out here, you know, and cause crime and things like that. So there's this huge, huge viewpoint supporting that view. And then there's a couple of little letters here at the bottom decrying the racism that's appearing in this newspaper. And... that's pretty much it. The rest is just ads and sports.
All written on the level of a third grader.
Oh, boy. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing what's going on in this campus. But the thing is, like I said, this is the campus newspaper. Campus newspaper is now a racist rag. It is. A lot of people say that. A lot of people say that the Black World newspaper is racist, too, and it is to a degree. But it's not the campus newspaper. And it's not meant for a whole group of people. It's meant for, you know, a specific... splinter group, I suppose, and there are things that you can accuse them of.
Reactionary racism.
Yeah, you know, you have black racism, you have white racism. It's just, it's spreading. It's going all over the place. But there's nobody left. You see, you have the Stony Brook Press, which is the alternative newspaper that comes out about once a year, you know, and you can never find it when it does come out. So, I don't know, this place is, it's going down the tubes, I guess.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Let's confuse an operator.
Well, we have to do that later. But I do have some things that I want to do. I
take a
snacks
phone.
From the machines downstairs.
Did you bring enough for everyone?
No, I didn't. Of course not. The machines are one thing that have stayed the same. In fact, they might have gotten even a little better over the years. Because now they take dollar bills and they give change.
Yeah, but you can't shake them.
Yeah, they tilt.
No, they like bolted them to the wall. You can't shake
them. Oh, really?
Them. Yeah, you can't shake them enough to make things fall out.
Oh, that's too bad. Well,
but you can still do the coat hanger trick.
I've noticed this. As you buy things these days, there's this push to become more in touch with the consumer. So I bought this this candy bar here. This is a new candy bar called Nutrageous. Nutrageous. I mean, where do they come up with these names? It's made by Reese's. Okay? Mm. People that make the peanut butter things. And on the back of this, is a little, well, you give it all the nutritional.
I got to go. My friends are leaving. I'll be right back.
You're going to have to walk out while I'm saying all this?
Okay. Yeah. You're not talking to me
I'll
anyway.
I'll continue talking. They have these phone numbers now that you can call.
I'll tell you about that.
I mean, you'll tell me about that. I'm telling you about that.
No, I'll tell you about my story.
Tell me about that. I'm the one with the phone number here. But he doesn't have a single one. There is a... I'm looking for it right now, actually. That's what this pause is. I saw it before. It's on here. Let's see. We have... questions or comments about this product. Let's call up this number and see what they say. Get our little trusty dial tone there. And let's see if anybody's home. So we can talk about this candy bar, Nutrageous.
Thank you for calling Hershey Foods Corporation.
Hershey.
Our representatives are available to take your call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Please call again during these hours so we may assist you. If you are calling about a situation that may require medical attention, please call 717-534-4202. Your interest in our company is appreciated.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, that was the phone mail lady. You know what that means? That means they're using a Rome system. I have to call back now. Sort of doesn't make you feel that good about eating this stuff. What kind of medical attention am I going to need after having this? Let's give a call back to that and see if the phone mail lady is as nice as the phone mail lady on this campus. What they have is they have an outgoing message. I have a feeling if I hit any button, it's going to say the same thing.
Thank you for calling Hershey.
Okay, I'm going to hit a zero now. What do you want to bet? I'll get the phone mail lady again.
Take your call.
Ooh, nothing. Let's hit a pound. Hit another pound. She's not answering us. What's wrong here? She hung up. How do you like that? Well, anyway. Okay. So, that's the deal with Nutrageous. Now, I figured I'd also get something a little crunchy, you know, because, candy bars are one thing, but if you want nutrition, you got to get something a little bit more wholesome here. So, I got some sandwiches. Ritz Bits sandwiches, to be specific. Yeah, mini Ritz cracker snacks made with real cheese and a whole lot of other things. Okay, great. So, they have a phone number, too. Let's give that a call. Let's hope they're open. I mean, most people want to comment on these things late at night on weekends, I find. Here we go.
Thank you for calling the Nabisco Consumer Center. Our office is closed at this time.
Oh.
Our normal business hours are from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, during weekdays only. However, if this is an emergency, please call 201-503-3897.
That's Jersey.
Again, that number is 201-503-3897. Thank you for calling Nabisco. Please call again.
Well, now, what kind of an emergency can you have with a Ritz Bits? Any idea about that? The outrageous people said if we have, if we need medical attention, we have to call
that,
a certain number, and this is in an emergency. Did you hear the phone mail lady on the other
end?
Yeah, we know what kind of system they have.
Uh-huh, a fun one.
Wouldn't it be fun to get into that and change the message?
Uh-huh.
So that they I don't know. No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be fun?
You know another one? There's a beer called Ice House Beer.
Ice House Beer.
And there's an 800 number on that. I called that because I like calling 800 number. And they're free and they're fun. I got a nice guy down in Florida, and apparently Miller Breweries owns that beer.
Well, I'm surprised because I found out that Hershey's owns Reese's and Nabisco owns Ritz.
But I found out more information that originally that's what Miller Beer was called, was Ice Plank House Brewery, Ice House Beer, owned by Mr. Miller. And then eventually they just changed it to Miller Beer.
Wow.
So they're bringing back the original name, and the guy sent me... Tell you what, I'll send you a whole package on Miller Brewing. So I got this little press kit.
Why do I need to send you a Miller beer?
Yeah, that's
can you do that?
I'm hoping for coupons.
Yeah, I mean, you tell somebody you find a worm in there and you get alcohol. Why would somebody want a whole case of something once you tell them that there's a worm in it? You know?
That's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah, but is that supposed to make you feel better? I mean, I think there's more worms in them then.
Mm.
You know? That's something to beware of.
That's impossible.
Well, that's something you would say, but Jim has a lot of faith in corporate propaganda. Speaking of corporate propaganda, I also got a Coke. And wouldn't you know it, on the Coke, too, there's a phone number, which I'm trying to find. Why is it I can never find them when... Oh, there it is. Hi. Okay, we're going to call Consumer Information. Now, Coke is big, you know. They're bigger than anything in the world. Now, I'll bet they're open. People always have questions about Coke. Ask them if they plan to put out a Coke Clear. Crystal Pepsi really bombed, you know.
So ask them if they're going to do that.
Okay, that's a good question. I realize I didn't have anything to say to them. Here we are.
Thank you for calling the Coca-Cola Company's Consumer Information Hotline. We are here to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Please call back and we'll be glad to answer your questions about the world's favorite soft drink.
Oh, it's busy. What's that? It's a busy signal.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. But busy signals usually change to something after a while.
Huh.
You just have to be patient.
You know what I find? That most bathroom products have 800 numbers on them, like toothpaste.
Is it required now? Does everything have an 800 number?
I don't know, but I find it's fun because my phone reaches into the bathroom. So while I'm in there for a while, instead of like reading a newspaper, I'll talk to operators and stuff.
That's why you spend most of your time in the bathroom.
Right? That's right.
Yeah.
And I find out a lot of interesting.
Oh, see? It stopped.
So we get nothing, though.
All right, we get nothing, but at least we know what we got.
Yeah. Yeah, if you ask enough questions, you find out that...
Ah, it hung up. There you go. Well, we learned a lot from that. I'm going to call it again and hit a touch tone. And maybe it'll forward to something. Finish your story, though, before it starts talking.
Okay. That a lot of products are called different things in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
And that they get neat flavors that we don't.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
the Coca-Cola Company's Consumer Information Hotline. We are here to serve you through Friday, 8:30 the world's favorite.
I dialed
faster
than the phone could dial. Okay, no, there's nothing there. They don't have a an emergency number. What if you have an emergency with a Coke?
Like a needle stuck in your throat or something?
Who knows? Yeah. Have they found the first syringe yet?
Why?
In Jones Beach, I usually find it about this time of year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, maybe after the show we can go down there and find it. Or go down there and play.
This time you take your shoes off. I always do it every year.
Yeah, always some jerk does it that way. I mean, I just would go around with a syringe detector and find it that way. So that's the latest with those kind of things. So we,
is that this one?
No.
Why not?
That's not a product.
It's a product.
It's an American Express card.
It's a product. They sell
a service. You can't have an emergency with an American Express card.
You get a person. How about...
You're not supposed to ingest them anyway. We should take phone calls. There's people here that have been waiting for quite some time.
Here we go.
What's this?
Nothing.
Looks like a chemical of some sort. If stomach irritation occurs, give milk or induce vomiting with tepid salt water.
Ew,
well,
that would...
Tepid salt water.
Irritate my stomach.
How do you get tepid salt water?
Tepid.
This is made by Candy. Oh, it's
Candy.
This is stylus fluid. Okay. Well, I don't know why anybody would
for
do
your
that.
Hair. Take a phone call. Hurry up.
All right. I'll take a phone call here.
Don't take the first guy.
Why not?
Because he has to be put on hold like around 1:45.
Oh, he's going to be all the madder if we get to him. It's 1:45 now. He hasn't been waiting that long.
No, 11:45.
Oh, he's been waiting quite some time then. Okay, 632-6901, area code 516. And this is how we get out of it. Brain damage is the semi-call-in. That's pretty funny. The tape ended just then. Okay, so shall we take our first phone call?
Now everyone knows we're on tape.
All right, the first tape telephone call-in show. Good evening, you're on tape. I mean, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
How you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, talking to you.
Not
too much.
Did you hear about that lady?
Yeah, I heard about that. Wasn't that something?
That's whack.
Sex and she faints.
You say sex and she faints?
Yeah, you didn't hear about
that? She was on L.A. Law, wasn't she?
What?
She was on L.A. Law. Well, at least somebody portraying her was on L.A. Law.
I don't know. It's been on the news a lot.
Yeah? they're tormenting this poor person?
Some guy, like, knew about it.
Uh-huh.
He, like, said sex, and when she, like, fainted, he, like, molested her.
Well, that must have really helped the situation.
So now he's, like, on trial.
This is something, no doubt, you read in Newsday, that other fine bastion of reporting that pervades our area.
Did I say hi to a couple of people?
Yeah, sure, I guess, as long as it doesn't make them faint.
All right, I want to say hi to Christy's Acne.
That's a name? Oh, boy. Good evening.
Hi, first of all, I'd like to talk about a misunderstanding that happened last week.
Well, maybe it's not a misunderstanding. Maybe it really did happen.
Oh, no, that's pretty funny. You know, I told you about a guy, Jim, that was making the prank calls.
Yeah?
I didn't mean Jim, the guy who, the techno guy.
That couldn't be.
I'm not meaning him. It's another Jim who calls in from Bayshore.
The Jim that calls in from Bayshore?
Yeah, this kid, like, he calls in and you always put him in teleconference, and he's, like, certain to call tonight.
He's certain to call.
If you have a second, I want to play you his voice so you can remember, okay?
Okay, this is going out to all the millions of people out there. All
right, here you go.
All right.
The kid that called, the retarded one?
Uh-huh.
Her, but he's from the Kansas.
Oh, really? You heard?
Yes, that sounds like a familiar voice.
All right, now...
I'm sure Jim recognizes
it. No way.
Jim does not recognize the voice.
All right, hold on. This one is straining his voice.
Okay, who was it? You don't know I'm Jim. You don't know who it was?
He didn't give his name.
Well, I was last week, and this is him, and I was in a teleconference, and I thought it was fabulous.
I heard this.
The best thing I've ever done, and I...
Hello?
Are you trying to tell me that that's the same person?
Yeah, because remember he was setting up himself an alibi already that he knows a guy named Herb.
Uh-huh.
And then he's trying to, like, he's starting to say that he knows a guy. He's trying to set up his alibi that he knows a guy named Herb. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then you could tell by the way he vocalized his terms.
Uh-huh.
And I think he made a prank call, too. Like, listen to this one.
Hey. Why do you want to keep brain damage on the air?
Well, I'm pretty sure he's the one that's making the prank.
What makes you think that's a prank? I mean, that's not like what he really had on his mind.
I don't know. It's like, I was shocked myself, but, you know, I kept on reviewing, and that's the only reasonable thing I could come up with. I'm not sure, but I'm like 65.3% around like that. Certain, you know?
Well, you're over the 60% minimum, which we usually require for such investigations, but...
Yeah, but...
It closed on the weekends.
I apologize to the other Jim, your friend.
Uh-huh.
I didn't mean to blame him. And
You mean the Jim that's here?
Yeah, I don't mean to blame him.
Yeah, because he was kind of concerned about that.
Okay, no problem. Do you think you can put me in teleconference?
Well, yeah, but there's nobody there right now.
Definitely not.
I'll be the first, and I'll just hold in till the next caller.
Okay.
Thanks.
What are you going to do if Jim shows up, though?
He'll probably will.
What are you going to do?
I just want to talk to him and tell him not to, if it's him. I'm not sure it's him, and I'm not blaming him, but I mean, if it's him, to stop it, you know?
Uh-huh. You think he'll listen to you?
You think he's gonna
listen to you?
What?
Do you think he's gonna listen to you?
Yeah.
Because
I'm an honest voice that could tell him and try to teach him more.
You are an honest voice. I will say that for your voice. Of course, all I know is your voice.
Hello?
That's all you ever get to know on this radio show is a voice.
Yeah, well, I have an honest voice, and I think I could tell him, and I could talk to him, and I could try to talk some sense into him.
All disembodied voices. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold on the special teleconference line.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, hold on.
Goodbye.
Where should I put him? I'll put him over here. Yeah, he's over there now. 632-6901, area code 516. And, you know, I think I have a medical emergency with this outrageous bar here. It's getting awfully sticky in my hands, and it's causing problems. I wish they were open. Good evening, you're on.
Hey, Eric, I have a question.
Yeah?
Do you think it's right that somebody Jewish goes to a Catholic school?
Well, it's a free country. I don't know why anybody would want to go to a Catholic school, but I guess it's... You know, in a way, it would be kind of interesting if we all went to a church of a different denomination and a school of a different sort. But I don't know. It must be a living hell. Someone's actually doing that?
Yeah, these two girls, Shipman and Abramowitz.
Okay.
they like brag about it. Like, uh-huh. Yeah, we're Jewish and we go to Catholic school, and they make a big deal.
Well, maybe it's a fad or something.
They are fad.
No. It's a fad with a D.
Oh.
Yeah, like the kinds you get on your report card, that kind of thing. It's, I don't know. It's interesting.
I mean, the one girl?
Yeah?
She walked to a sign and she sued the town.
She walked into a sign?
Yeah, a stop ahead sign. And she, like, cut ahead and she sued the town.
Maybe she was trying to stop her head.
And then she brags about that, too.
Uh-huh.
She's a real loser.
Wow. Well, you know, I feel good getting all this out, you know, because,
Yeah.
That's what this radio show is about, is to expose things like that. Well, okay. Maybe some Catholics are going to a Jewish school.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, maybe you should volunteer. You go to a Catholic school?
No.
Do or don't?
No, I don't.
You don't? Would you like to?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Is public school all that great?
It beat you in Catholic school.
Oh, and you don't like that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess it does have its downside.
Think you could put me in teleconference?
Yeah, I probably could. Is that where you want to go?
Yeah.
You sure?
Thanks, man.
All right. Let's see if we can go over the teleconference here. Are you still over there?
Hello?
Yes, we have somebody for you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get them over here. Okay, the two of you are together.
All right. Hello?
What's up, man?
Okay, they're talking away. We provide this service free of charge. And all the phone companies get very angry at us for doing this. Good morning, you're on.
Hello, Eric.
How you doing?
Did you get my message?
Which message was that?
The one who told you that the New York, New England Exchange. Do you remember you were asking what 9X stood for?
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah, I left a message and I told you what it was.
Well, you're wrong. It's not New York, New England Exchange.
Yes, it is. What is it then?
I suppose I can tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you're right about New York and New England.
Well, of course.
Okay, that's what 9X has always stood for, NYNE.
Mm-hmm.
The X, if you look at the X, you'll notice that the X is not a solid letter. It's sort of half-transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is, in their poetic way, the phone company said that X stands for the unknown, stands for the future, stands for all the promises that, of course, they'll fail to keep, but the promises that they might one day address. That's what X is.
So
they got 9X, because otherwise it just would have been 9, and they thought that was kind of silly.
Well, anyways.
Now you know.
Well, thanks for telling me that. Listen, did you ever do anything like breaking into those Belcore boxes?
Belcore boxes?
Yeah, you know those big green boxes they have on the side of the roads in certain places?
Belcore boxes?
Yeah. You know, for the service boxes for the telephone company. You have no idea what
I think you mean just those. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. The thing where phone lines come in.
Yeah, there you go.
But they're not Belcore. Belcore is a research entity in New Jersey.
Well, whatever. That's what me and my friends call them.
Well, they belong to the local phone company, which is 9X here.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I never did that.
Oh yeah, right.
I never did. I never broke into that.
What did you break into then?
Well, I'm not going to say what I did or didn't break into, but I didn't break into that. Even though I just said I wasn't going to say that, I'm saying it anyway. All right?
How would you go about breaking into the Pentagon's mainframe computer?
Oh, that's... Nice try. I'm not going to say that either.
Listen, you think you can put me on teleconference?
Right? I guess I have to. Hold on. Okay, we're going back to teleconference here. We have somebody else for you. Are you ready for somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay, sound ready and raring to go. Let's get this person over. Are you sure you want to go through with this?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay. You're all together now.
Thank you.
All right. Three people on the teleconference now. And we're going to go back to the phones. Good morning, you're on.
Eric.
You're going to have to speak up.
What's up, man?
Can't whisper on the... Well, are you supposed to be asleep or something?
Yeah, right.
You're going to be in trouble if you speak any louder.
I'm going to play my math teacher, right?
You gotta play your math teacher. Okay, so now we know that you can't stay up late at night, the math teacher spy.
Ready?
Yeah. Every week he comes through for you, doesn't he?
Yeah, hold on.
Here's my advice to you. You walk out that door, you
better not come back here. Because if you do, I'm sending you out. I'm going to write a pass. I want to write another pass.
What's all that?
Then I'm going to have you suspended. Stop playing games.
So what about
you play games every day with me, and I'm tired of you. You don't like it. I don't understand what you like. You're not going. Now, you walk out that door, you're going to get a three-day vacation.
Yeah.
That is the best one yet. Can you play it again?
All right, hold on.
That is great. That is really, really good. It's good sound quality, good diction, everything.
All right, ready?
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Wait 1 second.
Thank you. Another interesting unit. Heard it from that, right from the horse's mouth there, right? Another interesting unit.
All right,
how's
your homework
out? I'm
coming around this Eric? That didn't sound like the same thing.
I just got to fast forward.
Okay, fast forward, we're waiting. Actually, that all sounds interesting. You can play it through if you want.
You walk out that door, you better not come back here. Because if you do, I'm sending you out with a white pass. I want to write that there. Then I'm going to have you suspended. Stop playing games.
So what about
you play games every day with me, and I'm tired of you. You don't like it. I don't understand what you like. You're not going. Now, you walk out that door, you're going to get a three-day vacation. I love you, crap.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's great. Now, who was he talking to? Was he talking to you?
No, it's only the kid.
Now, what finally happened there?
I think he got suspended.
He walked out the door, huh?
That was clear, right?
Yeah, so he walked out the door and he got suspended.
That was like crystal clear, right?
It was great, yeah. Very good sound quality.
Yo, can you put me in teleconference before I get, like, in trouble?
Okay. What, you mean you'll get in trouble if you're not in teleconference?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I guess his parents will come and ask him, are you on the radio or are you in teleconference? And if he's on the radio, he's going to get in trouble. If he's in teleconference, he won't. Okay, going back to teleconference here. You guys ready for somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay, here we come. This is the math teacher spy, so be careful what you say.
All right.
All right. Okay, we're about to draw you in. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you're all together now.
Very good.
All right. Okay, that should be an interesting conversation. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning.
Hello?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was Fruitcake saying about Jewish people going to Catholic schools?
Well, I don't know quite what the person's name was, but apparently he's figured out that there's Jewish people going to a Catholic school, and that's, I guess, too much for him to handle.
Yeah, a little fucked up. What's the deal with, like...
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're on.
Good morning, Eric. Apparently, I've become the center of some controversy there, brain damage. Number one, I am not Jim from Bayshore. This is Herb Walker from the University of Stony Brook.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why somebody thought I was Jim from Bayshore. But anyway, I'd like to make a comment. I am very glad that the show decided to stay on the air a few weeks ago. It was a little undecided, your future.
It was undecided? I didn't know my future was undecided. I sure wish somebody would tell me.
Well, it seemed as if you weren't sure if you wanted to go on with the show a few weeks ago.
I think that was Matt.
Oh, Matt. Okay.
That was after the 17-hour hockey game, and anybody was unsure about what they wanted to do after that.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that you're still there. And I'd like to make a comment. You talked about that new Colors Cafe opening in the Union.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's fabulous.
You do?
Yes, it's fabulous.
And well, somebody that clinches it then, doesn't it?
Somebody made a derogatory comment about the television program Clarissa Explains It All.
Say that again, slowly.
Somebody made a derogatory comment about Colors, comparing it to the set of Clarissa Explains It All.
Yes.
Well, I'd just like to say Clarissa Explains It All is a fabulous program, and it helps a lot of adolescent teens with problems.
Yes, but you wouldn't want to eat there, would you?
Well, I love it. I've been there three times, and it's only open on Wednesday.
Which are we talking about, Colors or the TV show?
Oh, actually, I did visit the set of Clarissa when I was in Florida at Universal Studios, but I did eat at Colors three times this week.
What do you know?
It's fabulous there.
Okay, well, there you go. That's your endorsement there, and I guess our listeners will take that for what it's worth.
You know, I also had one other question for
you. Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but I came from Emerson University, and I was studying radio and TV broadcasting there. And I transferred here and studying English.
Why would I remember that? I don't remember what I studied. Why would I remember what you studied?
I have no idea. But anyway, I was wondering if how could I get involved with WUSD 90.1 FM in Stony Brook? I want to get my own show. Wouldn't that, do you think people would listen?
I think the word panic is probably what can best be described as what has just pervaded the radio station here. Well, okay, how am I going to handle this? What should I say to him? Okay, well, you can get involved in this radio station. In fact, you're already involved in this radio station just by being on the air right now. And,
fabulous.
Yeah, is that good enough for you, or do you want more?
Well, I want to own everything. I want to run the whole show.
Oh, boy. I'm required to tell him. Well, basically, the radio station is open to anybody that is interested in becoming a part of it. And the only real requirement is you have to find us. Yeah, that's it. You have to find us. And we live in a strange place in the Union.
Okay, now I believe that caller who thought I was Jim from Bayshore was on the teleconference, correct?
Yeah, would you like to...
That's why I have a few words I want to settle with him.
Okay, so I guess you want to go to the teleconference and settle up over there.
It makes my blood boil.
Going to the teleconference or just...
Oh, that kid. He's got no spare time. Wait, look what he does in his spare time. He records other people's conversations. Didn't he violate some sort of...
Wait. He's not the first person in was the person that figured out who you were.
Well, that is not me. But isn't he violating some sort of law by tape recording my voice like that?
You're not the math teacher. Oh, you mean the other person. There's two people out there recording voices.
And isn't it illegal? Because if it is, I'm going to prosecute this to the full extent of the law.
Well, then we'll find out who you really are, won't we?
Yes, we will. I'm not lying. I'm Herb Walker.
Okay. But wait a minute. Didn't you say you weren't Jim Walker?
No, I'm not Jim from Bayshore. I talked to him on the teleconference a few weeks ago, and he's a bad apple.
A bad apple, huh?
I'd stay away from him.
All right. This is getting awfully complicated.
Well, anyway, I got some words to say.
Oh, you got some words you want to say, and I guess we'll pass you on so you can say those words. So
thank you.
Hold on, and we'll take care of that. Let's see. Where are we now? Teleconference, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you all still here?
Yeah.
Okay, we have the person that somebody says is Jim.
Yes, Herb.
But he says he's Herb.
I'm trying to be Herb.
He's trying to be Herb, but he says he's Jim. All right, so he has a few words he wants to say to you, and I imagine you have some words you want to say to him.
Hello?
Yeah, that might be one of them, but there'll be probably lots of words like that.
Yeah, okay. Can I talk to Herb now, / Jim?
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're trying to bring Herb over. But I want to make sure it's okay with everybody in the teleconference.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Well, here we go then. Let's get Herb over here. And is this Herb?
Yes. How nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it is nice. I know. We're gonna patch you in now, and
okay.
Then everybody will be together. And here we go. Okay, you're all together now, and please don't start yelling at each other until I put you on hold. So, okay, there they go. They're on hold, and they can start fighting. Wonderful. And that teleconference is pretty much full, I think. So if we have any others, we'll have to start new ones. Yeah, it's 5 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is WUSB in Stony Brook. And as we've mentioned over the past hour or so and over the past few days, Radiothon is coming. And one of the things in Radiothon is the ever faithful Grateful Dead special.
Hey now, all you deadheads, it's spring tour time again for your favorite band, the Grateful Dead. On March 26th at 7:30 p.m., WUSB Stony Brook will celebrate the annual spring tour of the Grateful Dead with the One More Saturday Night Show. We will be playing excerpts from live tapes of the Grateful Dead shows from the 60s to the 90s. So if you're into the Grateful Dead, be sure and tune in to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 on your dial, March 26th at 7:30 p.m. That's March 26th at 7:30 p.m. for the One More Saturday Night Show.
I'll be there. Most of the radio station will be there. Jim will be there.
Definitely.
And I guess everybody who's anybody will be there. So tune in. And tune in for all of Radiothon. And please be generous so we can continue bringing you such quality programs as the one that would be on place of this one if we weren't on right now. 632-6901, area code 516. Good morning.
Hello, Eric.
How you doing?
Well?
Yes, go ahead. You're on.
What's up, man?
Not much. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine.
You too?
Yourself.
Does it ever make you sad that you miss Saturday Night Live because you have to do your show?
You know, it's funny you should mention that, but on my way out of the house tonight, I said to myself, you know, I'm sick of missing Saturday Night Live, and I realized I can record it and watch it when I get home.
That is pretty funny.
Because what's her name? Tanya Harding is hosting it tonight, isn't she?
No, it's Nancy Kerrigan.
She's there, too?
No, just her.
Ah, she kicked the other one out, eh?
Yeah.
That's typical.
Beat her up with a stick.
Yeah, the club. I know. I heard about that.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I have a good 800 number for you to call.
What's it for?
Burger King.
An 800 number for Burger King?
Yeah, like the worldwide consumer hotline.
Are they open?
I don't know. You should give them a try, though.
Okay, what's the number?
Loads of fun. 1-800, yes, 1-800.
Okay, I believe you. Now, what's the number?
What?
I believe you. I believe it's an 800 number. Now, tell me what the number is.
It is the number.
I know, it's an 800 number. But what's the number?
1-800, yes, 1-800.
Look, we're talking in circles here now.
Hey, don't pull this garbage with me, Eric.
Well, you give me 1-800, yes, 1-800, that's their number?
Yeah.
That's the silliest number I've ever heard.
Crazy, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
1-800, yes, 1-800. Okay.
Can you call them up while I'm still on the air?
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, I can do that.
All right.
Whoops, I didn't mean to do that. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Hold on. 800. Yes. 1-800. Okay. Let's see what we get here. We're getting silence is what we're getting.
Burger King Consumer Relations, how may I help you?
Hi, are you open now?
Yes, we are.
Is this a 24-hour hotline?
Yes, we are.
Oh, great. I had a question about something. I know in some states you have something called a mustard whopper. You ever heard of that?
No.
in Austin, Texas, I had a mustard whopper, and I was wondering if that was going to be introduced anywhere else.
Mustard whopper.
Yeah, it's a whopper made with mustard instead of a burger. No, I mean, that's what it is, yeah. It's got mustard instead of all the other things.
Okay, where would you like to request this to, sir?
I'm sorry?
Where would you like to see this at?
I'd like to see it right here in Stony Brook, New York. Does that mean it's going to happen?
I can put it into the marketing department and take it from there, sir.
That's really nice. Okay, I feel like I'm finally accomplishing something.
Okay, your name?
My name is Eric.
Okay, last name, Eric?
Corley, C-O-R-L-E-Y.
Say that one more time.
C-O-R-L-E-Y.
Okay. I'll be more happy to request that to the marketing department for you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Are you still there, caller?
Yeah.
Okay, did you hear that?
Yeah, wasn't that a hoot?
That was a hoot, all right, yeah. I requested a mustard whopper to be marketed here at Stony Brook.
What would I like to do?
I hope it happens, you know, I really hope it happens. I had a mustard, no one believes me, but if you go to Austin, Texas, they have mustard whoppers, they do.
Really?
Yeah, they do. See, you don't believe me either, but they do. I can't believe they never heard about it.
You know what I like to do?
What?
Call up and you ask them if they have lettuce.
If they have lettuce?
Yeah, you just call them up, and usually they say no, because this is the headquarters, and we don't have any food here.
Really?
Yeah, I get a real kick out of it.
Yeah, that's something. 1-800, yes,
1-800. If they're ever going to have Pez in their kids' meals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had a big conversation with them.
What was the deal with Burger King? They were giving people popcorn once. When you walk in, they give you all this popcorn, and they come and they serve you at your table.
I don't remember that.
You didn't know if you were supposed to tip them or not, you know?
Yeah.
They're really confusing.
Is this Eric?
I'm sorry?
Like Pez?
Well, you know, I've sort of gotten over it.
Oh.
Yeah, I was addicted once, but...
What was your favorite flavor?
I think the purple.
Purple, I like purple.
Yeah,
like
purple.
That's
purple was a good genuine flavor.
Yeah. What was your favorite kind of dispenser?
I like the kind that it had like a little giraffe's head on it.
Ah. Yeah. I like Batman.
Batman.
Yeah. Oh, the other day I was telling my friend about your show.
Uh huh.
And I was telling him about you, and I was telling him about Jim.
Didn't believe any of it, did he?
No, he got mad.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's
indisputably.
Yeah, something
about
that... Jim. He was what?
you're mad about Jim.
Well, yeah, lots of people get mad about Jim. I get mad about Jim.
This whole Jim thing.
The station gets mad about Jim. Even gets mad about Jim.
There's no way around that conclusion.
I'm sorry. With Jim. I'm sorry, say that again?
He said he was going to come down to the station and set things straight with Jim.
Well, Jim looks like he's ready for any kind of...
Jim better watch out, because my friend, he's like 6'5", and he's huge. He's like all diesel.
Really?
Yeah, well, his name is Space Robot.
He won't be able to get through the door, because it's like a crawl space.
Well, he can shrink, so...
Okay.
His space robots have that...
That's right, space robots can do that, I know. Well, we all know that,
Yeah, how do you feel about space robots, Eric?
You gotta learn to love them, you know, because they're a fact of life.
Have you ever been with one?
Then again, if you don't love life, you can get away with it.
Yeah, have you ever been with one?
Well, I'm not quite sure how you mean that, but I've been in close proximity to them, let's just put it that way.
What were your feelings? Did you make any observations?
Yeah, I sure did.
Did you write them down?
I did, yeah.
Do you remember them?
Well, that's why I wrote them down, so I wouldn't have to remember them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I be on teleconference?
Well, you have to start your own new one, because the other one is full.
Oh,
is that all right?
I'll do that.
Okay, we're going to start a brand new teleconference here, so let me put you over... on the auxiliary teleconference line there, and we'll get to you later. Good evening, you're on.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
How are you?
First of all, I'd like to tell that guy, Herb, this is Jim from Bayshore, and I didn't copy nobody.
Okay, wait a minute. We can prove this right away.
So if Mike and them are recording his voice, don't blame it on me, Herb, and you and the other jerks on teleconference.
Okay. Hold on. I'm just gonna put you on hold for a second and go to the teleconference and see, is Herb there?
Yes, I'm here.
Herb, you're there?
Yes, I am.
Herb, you're there. And Jim, you're here.
Yeah.
All right. I think that proves it right there that Herb and Jim can't be the same person if they're on two different lines at the same time.
No.
No, yes. I think that... Well, are you disagreeing with me?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
All right. Well, I think it's best that you agree with me.
Yeah. So all what's right. up with you?
Not much. Yeah. Just calling up the hotlines and trying not to get into any health-related emergencies on these fast food things here.
Can you put me on one?
Huh?
Can you put me on one?
On a health-related emergency 800 number? Sure.
On teleconference one.
Oh, teleconference. You can't be on the first one.
I'll
the first
the
one is full.
One.
You have to be on the second one. All right. But you won't be able to talk to Herb and those other ones.
Well, I don't care.
All right. Hold on. I'll move you over there. I feel like a teleconference operator now. Okay, we have somebody for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, here we go. Uh-oh. Are you still there?
Yeah, sure
okay.
I am.
There's an accident. Hold on. Okay, I think the two of you are together now.
Thanks,
Eric. Wait, Eric?
Yeah.
When you said accident, did that mean you wet your pants?
No. I'll let you know when that happens. People waiting around with bated breath for that. Good morning.
Hi, what's up?
I'm sorry?
Hey, what's going on?
What's good? You called here to find out what's going on.
Not really. Well, I haven't done most things, so I don't really know. Well,
there's a lot of lunacy in the air, you know? A lot of crazy people calling up, and now they're all talking to each other.
Okay.
Which means they can't call us anymore if they're talking to each other, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. What's up with you?
I'm just trying to stay warm. It's freezing. It's like 0 degrees in my house, actually at my friend's house.
Well, it's 3 degrees Celsius outside. Do you know what that is, Fahrenheit?
I have the slightest idea.
It's 37 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wait. 30, no, 35
I already told
degrees.
You. I already told you. You can't figure it out now.
I tried.
It's 37 Fahrenheit, 3 Celsius.
Oh. That doesn't make any sense, though.
I'm sorry?
Because 0 degrees freezing... Is like, what is that, 32 degrees on Celsius or Fahrenheit or something?
Fahrenheit, yeah.
And you're like adding too many degrees. See, I'm smart. I listen in math. And
that's
fine.
That's good. Well, I'll bet your math teacher doesn't tell you you're going to be suspended.
No, she just yells at me a lot for sleeping in her class. But that's
oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well, what's math class for? But, you know, you
yeah,
sleep half the time. It's like this show. You have to sleep through some of it.
my friend has a problem.
Okay, what's the problem?
Okay.
See, that's what we're
like...
here for, to solve problems.
Well, it's kind of, it might sound kind of stupid, you know, but, okay, anyway, I'll just tell you a problem. Okay, she's kind of like what this guy will say, and they're like, she's got some radio down. She's kind of with this guy, you know, and she really cares about him or whatever, but he was with this girl, you know, and they just slept together, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this girl was like, how do we, she, we'll just say she gets around.
Okay.
Okay, and... she's kind of, like, you know, upset about it, and she doesn't really know what to do, because he wasn't with this girl for really long enough, like, maybe a month or two or whatever, and, you know, it kind of sends her the message that he doesn't really, you know, care that much about sex, or that it didn't really mean as much to him as she thought it does, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she's, like, she's really confused, and she doesn't know what she should do, because, I mean, she has, like, strong feelings about it, you know, because that's, like, well, you know, sex should be important to, like, anybody, you know, not just, like, something you do with, like, anything and everything, you know, you meet, or anything that walks the street, you know.
True.
And I don't know, so she's like, really confused, and she doesn't know what to do. And she doesn't know, like, how to feel about it or whatever, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the important thing is more how this person feels about her, not how this person feels about sex.
Well, he really cares about her.
Is that evident?
Yeah.
I mean, do they both know this? Does she know this herself? Does she convince
her? Yeah, they're, like, together.
Uh-huh. I mean, people are going to have different views on lots of things in life. You know, people are going to view sex differently. They're going to view, you know, all kinds of aspects of life differently.
Uh-huh.
You know, if that doesn't make their relationship compatible, then there's going to be problems, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't necessarily have much to do with how this person feels about her.
Uh-huh, because he doesn't know, like, what she feels like.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't know that she knows about that, you know?
Well, that's the first thing. You got to, like, tear down these secrets and things like that. It's, you know, pretty much has to come out into the open. Because if you can't be honest with somebody, then there's really not much left.
Well, I think he... Does he know, Chris?
He knows. He knows,
okay.
Okay.
I wasn't
to say a
name.
Probably on the... listening to the radio, he knows all now.
But I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, but just saying it's really cool.
See how easy that was? Now we got that all straightened out.
Yeah, right? He knows now.
Okay.
What?
So now it's a question of, you know, of everybody knowing where each other stands.
Yeah, basically. We have a thing. We don't like to use cars.
You don't like to use what?
Cars.
Cars?
Yeah.
Is this a different topic? Or?
It's analogies.
Oh, okay. Well... Help me along here. How do cars enter into this?
Okay. We don't like test-driven cars. We don't like used cars. Cars are guys.
I see.
And he's been used. Somebody else has driven her car.
I see. Okay.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it now. So you don't want something with a lot of mileage on it.
Yeah.
You don't want something where the floor mats are worn down.
Yeah.
Where all the tread is out of the tires. Where.
Oh, you want to be the first one to get behind the wheel. You know, you don't...
Right.
You want
that to be a
your car before you get it.
Full tank of gas there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You don't want any necessary tune-ups or anything like that.
No, and see, this car that he was with before, you know, she gave him a lot of engine trouble.
Shocks and struts in good shape.
Yeah, she totally, like, grinded his gears, you know?
Uh-huh. Exhaust system up to spec. Yeah.
This is fun.
I like this analogy.
Isn't this cool?
Yeah. You don't want the old engine seizing up at any point in time.
But, yeah, we don't like test-driven cars.
Uh-huh.
We don't like hoes that have driven our cars. I guess I shouldn't say that on the radio. Sorry.
Well, it's okay to talk about cars. But, okay, yeah, I guess we've exhausted this analogy pretty much as we can.
Cool, I like it.
But the thing is, you can't do anything about it once somebody's gotten behind the wheel, you know?
Yeah, once it's already happened, the car's already been driven. That's what, like, bothers her, you know?
The important thing is that when they drive this car... But they don't go too fast or get into an accident.
But see, how does she know that this car doesn't have any engine trouble? And how does she know that this car is for real, you know, and that, you know, she really bought a good car and that this car is not going to stall and die out on her?
Well, you know, you want to buy the right car, right? The only way to buy the right car is to test drive a lot of models, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, to maybe ride along with somebody else. As they test drive, you know, to see, you know, if it's comfortable as a passenger. You know? There's a lot of things you have to try with a car. You can't just go out there and buy something on a whim.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to know what you're getting into.
I like this. This is cool.
We could do this all night. Yeah, this is great.
Hey, hey, hey.
You've used this analogy before, though, I can tell.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We use it a lot.
Yeah.
That's what she when she refers to this girl, you know, and what, you know, about, so he doesn't really know what she's talking about. We use the term, we don't like to use cars.
Uh-huh.
No, so they don't really know what we're talking about, but we do use it a lot. We write it all over the place.
Well, the whole neighborhood now knows what you're talking about, so I suggest you get another analogy, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. But
this is
going to
be all over the streets by tomorrow, you know, and...
Everybody's going to say, walking around saying, we don't like used cars.
It's going
to be, I wonder why.
It's going to be very difficult to sell cars as of next week.
Oh, no, I feel bad now.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm sure we can just...
We're the ones that started it all.
Yeah.
We should feel special.
Go back to, you know, prostitution in the streets. I'm sure that will experience a renaissance.
But do you think you could put me on talk conference?
Sure. You have to go to the second one because the first one is full.
Okay.
So, hold on. It's a busy night for teleconferencing. Okay, we have somebody for you on the teleconference here. Are you people still there?
Eric.
Yeah, are you still there?
Yeah, well, just to say, Jay, before you accuse... Herb, before you accuse anybody, once you get your story straight, because Mike copied and not me. That's all I want to say.
Okay, well, I don't know if he can hear you because he's on the other teleconference, but...
The radio's on.
Okay, that's what's important.
And Eric?
Yeah.
Tell that guy, Herb, that if I ever see him on the street, I'm going to beat him with fish sticks.
Okay, fish sticks. All right, got it. Can you really do that?
Yeah, all the time.
Don't they, like, slip out of your hands?
No, not if they're frozen.
Oh, and that way they don't break either. Okay, that was my next question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they have to be long enough, though, I would imagine.
Well, only the biggest, Eric.
Okay, that's good. Let's get this teleconference going here. Okay, you sure you want to get into this here?
Well, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, have fun.
We will.
Okay, there's two of you now. Oh, boy.
What
all right,
say?
Let's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we all are.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, see you later. Okay, they're off having. You know, I'd like to do this one day. I'd like to call a teleconference, but I'm always here, so I can't do it. Good morning.
Hi, you've reached WUSD. Unfortunately, nobody can take your call right now.
Boy.
But if you have a touchtone phone, there's a whole range of options you can enter at this point. If you don't have a touchtone phone, just hang on the line and you'll be able to leave a message. Now, if you have a touchtone phone and you hit 1, you can leave a message for our music director, and that's important for all you record company people out there. If you hit 2, you can reach our listener feedback line or leave a message for anybody on the radio station. And if you hit 3, you'll be able to listen to the WUSD concert billboard. And if you want to hear all this all over again, just hit 4. And now, if you don't have a touchtone phone or if you're still on the line, just wait, and you'll be able to leave a message. Thanks.
Wow, that's a real public service. Thanks for sharing that with us. Good morning.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you? Can you speak up?
Oh. Am I speaking well?
I think your connection might need a little boosting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm giving you all the help I can get right now with volume controls and things like that, but if you could speak a little louder, I think everybody will be able to hear you.
Okay, so how are you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good. Can't you tell if, like, someone on campus is calling in?
Can I tell someone? Not with all these lines. We have, like, all these phone lines ringing.
Because they used to be able to tell, like, who would call from campus and who didn't. So then you could find out if Herb is really calling from on campus or
well,
not.
Well, that's true. You probably could, but there's no way to tell once you picked up the phone. You see, you tell through the ring.
Uh-huh.
And you could also tell, you're on the first line right now, so somebody could call us right now from on campus and do what's known as a camp on, and you'd hear a little beep, which meant that they camped onto our busy signal and waited for, you know, for a space to open up. But you can only do that if you're on campus.
Because Herb sounds like that lady that used to call up and say that this show was interrupting her. And do you remember? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
This show was interrupting her? No, I don't.
Her husband, like... She was, like, complaining that her husband and her son was listening.
Yes, I do remember that.
That's who it sounds like, doesn't it?
It does sound very much like that. I bet they're related.
I knew it wasn't Jim because I was on the teleconference with both of them, so I knew, like, at first, definitely it wasn't Jim from Bayshore, and I know him personally, so it's like, I was, like, trying to call in quick, but I couldn't get through, but I do think it's that person, whoever it is.
There's nothing quite so ugly as unwarranted accusations.
Do you drink at all? Like, you know, like, do you go to bars and drink, or, like, are you just, like, non-alcoholic or what?
Well, I'm not a beverage, so I can't really define myself that way, but, I've been known to imbibe certain things.
Have you tried the new drink, Zima?
What's it called?
Zima.
Zima?
Z-I-M-A.
No, I don't know that one.
Oh, really? What? It's really, really good.
What's
it
made out of?
It's a malt liquor.
How do people invent drinks? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but it's like, it doesn't taste like liquor. It tastes more like a 7-Up or a Sprite, but it's malt liquor. And it has more, content, like, more than beer, so
uh-huh.
You get, like, drunk faster.
Yeah.
And it goes down, like, so much better, because, like, vodka is, like, so potent, but, like, Zima is just, like, so great. I don't know. And it's tastes so much better than, like, a Colt 45 or anything like that. It doesn't taste like a beer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what about Goldschlager?
See, I'm not that much of a connoisseur.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm still marveling at Long Island iced tea, which I'm trying to understand why it came from Long Island, you
uh-huh.
know, what it is about that. I mean, I can go to Texas or California and ask for Long Island iced tea, and they know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And it's not like it got invented in the streets here. I don't know why we got credited with it.
Uh-huh. I loved Sam's analogy about cars. And
yeah, it's a good analogy.
It was really cute. I liked it.
Yeah.
So, have you seen any flicks, like good movies lately?
I saw Reality Bites.
Oh, you like that.
It's a good film.
Really?
I saw Philadelphia. It was a really good film.
Right. I think that there's a new Dennis Leary film called The Ref or something.
Yeah, I saw promos for that, too.
Did you?
It was kind of funny.
Out, but I want to see that because it looks kind of retarded, but it looks fun.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, you know, it's escapist fare. It's what you need.
Yeah. So is anything else new with you, or old, same old?
Pretty much. I mean, nothing really happened this week.
Right.
I almost got into a car crash last week. That was fun.
Really?
Yeah, because it was kind of weird. I was on this jury for a car accident case. I talked about that a little bit last week, but I didn't mention that on the very day that I heard all this testimony about how somebody bumped into somebody in the snow.
Uh-huh.
It was snowing on that day, and as I was driving into New York, I was taking this road called the Ocean Parkway, which is the southernmost road on the island,
right.
Right by Jones Beach.
Yeah.
And there were no cars there. You know, it's a great road to take when there's lots of cars on other roads, either during rush hour or during storms.
My dad usually goes that way. He calls it the scenic route.
It is scenic. But on this particular case, it was so scenic that you couldn't see the road because it was all snowing on top of it. Now, all of a sudden, I'm like zipping along at 55 miles an hour. And I realized that I can't quite confirm whether or not I'm on the road still.
Right.
And so I begin to slow down, and just at that point, apparently my car felt it wasn't on the road, and it started to swerve.
Oh, wow.
And here I am going 55 miles an hour sideways, which is quite, I don't recommend it as an experience, but if you do experience it, it's quite an experience.
Yeah, I did that,
yeah.
Actually, going sideways.
And then, I started steering into the skid, and then, of course, I started skidding the other way.
Right.
And I was just going must have been spectacular to watch as I was going sideways and another way sideways. I finally just wound up on the side of the road, and I got totally stuck in the snow.
Oh, wow.
I had to be pulled out with a chain by a nice policeman that came along.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I had to sit there for half an hour, though, before a car came by.
Wow. Did you happen to see the Islander Ranger game?
No, I did not.
Oh.
They play again, huh?
Yeah, they played. I went to the game. I didn't have tickets. I had to buy them from a scalper.
Wow.
Yeah, because I really wanted to go, and I didn't have the ticket, so we ended up going.
When was this?
What?
When was this?
Last Saturday, I think it was.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know. I didn't catch the show last week.
That was the beep. That was the beep I was talking about. I don't know if you heard a beep, but I heard a beep.
Oh, okay, no, I didn't.
That means that somebody on campus figured out a way to call wait or call
right.
forward or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Camp on, yeah, that's it.
You know the number, the before you got my phone call, you heard the public service thing? From USB about press this number and you get that. And
yeah, wasn't that spooky how that sort of showed up on the phone?
I called that number because I figured maybe I could get on quicker, but that's what I got.
Oh, you
like
called that
number.
Yeah, you're not supposed to call that number.
I know, but I know it, so I figured I'd try. But I don't know, I figured I could get on a little sooner than usual, but I didn't.
So is there anything else on your mind?
No, I just wonder if I could get on a teleconference with Sam.
Yeah, I suppose we can work that out.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on, and we'll take care of that. Oh, no. You still there? Hello?
Yes, hello, Eric. This is Herb again.
Okay, I can confirm that you are on campus. I
can. Yes, I'm not denying that.
Okay, but hold on. I have to take care of this other person on the other line.
Okay.
Somehow, are you still there? Okay, I don't know how this happened, but let me see if I can transfer you over to the pale green line up there. Hold on. Okay. All right. And are you there? Uh-oh. Okay, I'll let her go. Hello, who's there?
This is her.
Ah, okay, I got you. Okay, hold on one moment, please. Herb.
Okay.
Now, I think she's over here. Are you over there? Okay, great. I separated the two of you. Now, hold on. This should be the teleconference. Is this the teleconference?
Hey,
okay, I'm going to patch somebody else in here. Hold on. All right, and let's see if we're all together. Are we all together?
Yes.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. You have to have a doctorate in phone operations to handle things here. Okay, Herb.
Yes, you know, that was a real vicious bench you put me on over in that teleconference. They just, it was insult after insult. Venom, spewing venom at me.
Oh, that's what you pay good money for.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, do you come over here to recover or what?
Well, actually, I was hoping maybe I could go to the other teleconference.
Which teleconference were you on?
I was on with the guy, the first one.
Oh, you want to be on the second one now?
Yes.
Hold on. Yes. Let me first talk to the first one. Is this the first teleconference over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Herb is cursing us out.
Herb is very upset. I mean,
out.
I don't know what you guys did to him, but
Rock boy.
That's amazing. Good morning. You guys
good
all there?
Morning.
Okay, we have somebody that was sort of cast out from the first teleconference that wants to join you in the second one.
Who is it?
Is that Herb?
Yeah, it's Herb.
Oh my God, no. Jimmy, help.
No, I'm not. Man.
You guys don't want him? I mean, you don't have to take him.
We're here.
What?
We're here.
Okay.
He's annoying, Eric.
So are you
he's
putting on?
To pick me up like 100 times.
Who's he putting on?
Me and Vanessa talked to him before. He's annoying.
It's pretty funny how you're saying he's annoying when some people are saying that he's you. But obviously he's not, since you were there and he's on the other line.
Eric, this is Herb.
What?
You're giving us Herb?
Well, I mean, if you're unanimous in you're not wanting Herb, FCC regulations specify that we can't give you Herb.
Put him on.
Put him back on with Mike in the super recording.
Eric, all right, I only got a whole box of fish sticks.
So does that mean you want Herb?
We should get him on here.
Okay. Herb is now going to arrive. Okay, Herb, are you there?
Yes, it feels so nice to be wanted.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe one day you'll feel... I'm sorry, what?
How were you the one chosen to be the caller on the 500 number? The speaker?
I don't know. In fact, up to this moment, I didn't know I was even on it.
You didn't know that was you?
No, I didn't know that was me, but apparently it sounds like me, so it must be me.
Didn't you used to take calls off the 500 number?
Sometimes we did that when things got really, really, really crowded.
Really?
Yeah,
because
really
like my
crowded.
Little important numbers, I have WSB at 6.
Uh-huh.
And it's like totally useless because it's 632-6500. So you take calls from that number.
Yeah.
I have a 1-800 number for you.
You do?
Pretty good one.
What is it?
It's on a poster in my room. Like a semi-pornographic thing?
Uh-huh.
You want it?
What does the 800 number do?
Just gives it and gives the name of the company.
Gives the name? What kind of company is it?
Poster company.
A poster company?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I have hairspray, too, if you want that.
Hairspray? Yeah, sure. Is it easy to remember? Because I don't have a pen.
All right, well, the poster one is 1-800-669-0099.
669-0099.
I have a question.
I'm not going to remember this.
Whatever happened to Dan Rubens?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not the gossip columnist here. I don't know what happens to people.
But he was like my favorite DJ on the station.
Well, write a letter then and say that, and maybe they'll let him go.
I know he left, but now do you know what he's doing now? Or...
No, I have no idea.
No?
No idea whatsoever.
Can I start a third teleconference?
Sure, but you'll be all by yourself for a while.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Put you over. I'm going to set a record for teleconferences tonight. Good morning.
Hi, Eric?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
What's new?
Not a whole lot. It's been one of those mundane weeks.
Really?
I won't be here next week, by the way. I should point that out.
Why not?
I'll be in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
what are you doing there?
Oh, my presence is required there, you know. Occasionally you have to go to Chicago. You'll find that's true in life.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's one of those things you just have to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
We were on last night with Big Guy.
You were?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that must have been a thrill.
We were talking about the dangers of automobiles.
They can be pretty dangerous. You know, it's more expensive to insure a car than it is to insure a house. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I'm told the reason for that is because cars move.
Nice.
And if your house moved, it would probably be more expensive to insure it.
Sounds cool.
That's what I'm told. Yeah, it's something. When you think an entire house filled with everything you own, and that includes your dog biting somebody. You know, the house insurance includes that. If your dog goes out and bites somebody on his own, you're covered because of your house. Now, I don't know, if your dog is in your car and he bites somebody, your house insurance will cover that, not your car insurance.
That's kind of odd.
Car insurance doesn't really cover all that much. I mean, I think car insurance should cover your car if it gets sick. But no, it doesn't work that way.
You have to get, like, separate for everything,
You
right?
have to get car slash health insurance then. And there's a whole big Clinton thing about that, but I won't get into it.
Cool. Can you throw me into teleconference?
I suppose. Which one do you want to go to?
You can stick me in the new one.
Okay. To the new teleconference. Okay, we have somebody for you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Okay, the two of you are together now.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, they're going to talk for some time. We have three teleconferences going. This is pretty crazy. Good morning.
Oh, hi. I have an important question for you.
Okay, what's the important question?
You think that Jesus Christ ever masturbated?
Well, I wish I could think of something clever to say about that, but I'll give it some thought. Something to bring up in church tomorrow. How's that? Good morning.
Yeah, you burnt.
Huh?
Are you burnt?
If I was burnt, would I be here?
I'm burnt.
You're burnt, but you're not here.
I'm burnt on 5-16.
You're what?
I'm burnt on a psychotropic drug.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad you called to share that with us. Is there some way we can make your experience more memorable?
Can you put me in a teleconference?
I guess that'll do it. All right. Hold on. We have somebody who's burnt who wants to join you.
All right. Come on.
All right. Okay. Have fun. They're all having fun together. Good morning.
Hey, Eric. What's up?
How you doing?
Joe, can you put me in teleconference?
No. You have to say something on the radio. This is not just a switchboard to the teleconference, you know. You have to call to say something on the air, and then if you finish saying something fairly intelligent on the air...
Empty.
What?
Teleconference 1 is empty.
Teleconference 1 is empty?
Yes.
Well, then it'll go away. It'll die. It'll wither and fade away. Okay, you want us to put people in teleconference 1?
Yes.
You're saying teleconference 1 is open. I'm not sure if technically we can do that. We can try.
The first teleconference.
Yeah.
The one that you started first.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. I can put people there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
I hope he didn't want to be put there. Good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
Who was there talking about the Jews going to Catholic school before?
That was a long time ago, and I don't know.
I've been waiting a long time.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was such a long time ago. It was almost like a previous show.
Yeah, is he on teleconference? I want to go on teleconference 1 because he's on there. I want to talk to him. Get away from me, Amy.
Yeah, Amy, get away from him.
Yeah, she wants to talk, but don't hang up. Go to teleconference 1, okay?
You have call waiting, don't you?
Yeah, hold on. Don't worry about that.
I can tell. All right.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Amy.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Do you know who they were talking about? That was me they were talking about.
That was you they were talking about when?
About the Jew. I'm not even Jewish, and I don't go to Catholic school.
You're not Jewish, and you don't go... So they got everything wrong, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. All right, get away, Amy. Could you put on teleconference 1?
You want to go on teleconference 1?
Yeah.
All right. All right. I don't usually do this kind of thing, but...
But you'll be a nice guy and let me on.
How'd you know?
I know.
All right. I really have a choice in the matter, but let's see what happens here. All these buttons I have to hit. Okay, you're all together.
Right.
Have fun. Good morning, you're on.
Eric.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Hi.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
All right, looks like you know that show you do on BAI.
Yeah.
Do you want to say your other name, or is that a secret?
Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying, it's a great thing. You know, it's cool having dual identity, you know.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I don't know which is your real name, but anyway.
I don't know who I am.
Well, listen, man. You know, the Bosnia thing is unbelievable, right? I know it's millions of miles away, but I got a great joke for you. A political joke. I think you really dig this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So this is, like, a little dated, but, like, Senator Secretary of State Baker is going to the Middle East to try to make some peace, you know, meets with Shamir, you know, the president of Israel, and... He's like, okay, let's do some peace talks. Shamir goes, wait, before we start, let me show you some of the traditions of Israel. So he goes, all right, see this thing here is the Wailing Wall. People there are praying at the wall. They're staying at the wall. Their words go right to God, you know, from the wall right to God, you know.
Direct line, yes.
What? Yeah, direct line, right. So he goes, like, all right, so they're having the peace talks now. He goes, peace to the brothers and the Arab and Israeli brothers in the Middle East, and no more fighting, you know. And Shamir says, when you said that, you know, Senator Secretary of State Baker, those words, they went right to the ears of God, right to God, right from the wall to God, you know. And he goes, Baker goes, yeah, I'd like it to be, you know, thousands of years of no more bloodshed and just love of mankind, you know, and harmony. And Shabir goes, yes, you said that, those right then you said those words, they went right to God. And then Baker says, and I'd like you to consider maybe trading some land for peace. And Shabir says, now you're talking to the wall.
that's a
great joke.
That's a good joke, yes.
All right, man. What's Telly 3 happening on? Telly 3.
You want teleconference 3?
Yeah. And that other guy who just bullied you into getting on Telly 1, you said to him, you got to say something, and he didn't say nothing on the air, you know? So you shouldn't give in to people, you know?
Well, he had somebody say something that he didn't say, but somebody else said something.
And I like that he was bossing around Amy. I don't know what that was about. Maybe she was his kid's sister or something, but he was, like, just talking to her, really down to her, you know?
Yeah, you see, he gave us something to talk about. Gave us something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Eric.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to put him on teleconference number 3. I feel like a switchboard operator. Okay, we have somebody else here for you.
Happening, man.
All right, here we go. Hold on. All right, we're all together here, right?
Cool.
Okay. That's, well, Jim, you look kind of glum. What's up with you? All right, well, Jim, you going to say something, yes or no?
I absolutely disagree.
Few people would argue with you on that.
How do you do that? Good morning.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hi.
Oh, man, it's been a long time since I called. So what's up there?
Nothing's up here. We're just taking calls.
Yeah, what happened the first half hour? Because I was watching Saturday Night Live.
We were talking about Saturday Night Live for the most part. We were doing like a play-by-play commentary.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny, especially that part, you know, where she told the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, you and that, like, hacking and freaking and all that?
Sometimes, you know, when things are slow on other fronts.
Yeah, because I know, do you have a modem, right?
Yeah.
Well, I could hook you up with board numbers with, like, every imaginable box.
Wow.
Blue, red, beige, green, white.
Purple?
What?
Nothing. That's something. That's something.
Yeah. The Novell password hackers and crazy stuff.
You're into the real hard line stuff there, aren't you?
I'm going to start.
Yeah.
Let me get to college.
Yeah.
After that.
Well, be careful out there.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world.
Yeah, like those kids in a city.
Those kids where?
In the city with the credit card. No limo.
Don't know that one.
There was some kid who, like, ordered a limo with stolen credit card numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
About a month ago. And they got, like, totally screwed.
Well, you know, that's really nothing to do with hacking. You realize that.
Well, hacking a freaking card and they're all, like, grouped together.
They're grouped together by the media, but, I mean, it doesn't take much of a brain to just use a stolen credit card number. It's so easy to do, you know?
Yeah, but they got the numbers from a board.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but, I mean, a bulletin board is just something where you store information.
And,
you know?
They're amazing. That's so cool.
I mean, hacking is figuring out a way to get into something, you know, that nobody else can figure out a way to do, but, it's doing something everybody else knows how to do anyway. It's, you know, it doesn't really take much.
Yeah, and, do you think you'd hook me into teleconference?
Which one?
Anyone.
Okay. All right, hold on, we'll see. Is there room in here for another?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
I do those things, too. I mean,
All right, having a nice conversation there. Where am I? Good morning.
Hello, Eric.
How are you?
Yo, I called before. You put me on teleconference, too.
Yeah?
I want to talk to you about some of the disgusting things I heard on there.
Why would you want to share that with us?
Well, no. These girls were sitting there talking about spying on masturbation.
Well, yeah. Wonderful. But that's the kind of thing you talk about in teleconference, not on the air.
All right. Can I talk to you about something?
Not that.
All right. How about, I don't know. You pick something.
How about why you left the teleconference?
Because I want to be put on teleconference 3 instead.
I think teleconference 3 is pretty full right now.
No, there's not that many people in there.
How do you know? Are you keeping a tally?
There's always room for me.
Hold on, we'll see if we can fit you in.
Social drinkers.
Okay, there we go. He's over there. Now, let's try to take some phone calls on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, how are you?
I mean, I don't mean to throw a damper on things.
No, please do. We need a damper.
I just want to see if it bothers you when so many nitwits call up.
Does it bother me when so many nitwits call up? No, I'm an amazingly tolerant person, and it's only 13 minutes to 2, so I mean...
Oh, it seems like it. I do have a lot of respect for that, because there aren't many people that are as tolerant as you are.
Yeah, you know, I've met lots of dimwits, nitwits, and halfwits in my time, so I know how to deal with, you know... The only thing I don't know how to deal with is a full wit, but I haven't met one yet.
Right. So I reckon you say that you're out of here in 13 minutes, eh?
More or less, yeah.
Is that enough time for me to be thrown on one of those teleconference jabbies?
Pick a number.
Decisions. Alright, how about, 2?
Alright, let's see if there's any room in 2. Is there room over here in 2?
Hello?
Yeah.
Alright, hold on. All these flashing lights, I can't deal with it. Okay, we're all together in conference number 2. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
How you doing? I just called about Jim and Herb.
Yeah?
I called to apologize.
Okay.
All right, you know, I don't know how to say, but I'm really, I'm really disgusted at myself. You know,
okay,
I'm
well.
People.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I just like, do you think, I have to apologize to Jim, you know? Do you think you could put me in teleconference, too? I got to talk to Jim.
No, I'm not a transfer point. I'm sorry. Good morning. I have to rebel at some point. Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you?
Pretty good. My friend just kicked me out of their room because, you know, he's up there with his girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Wow, I suppose they have something serious to discuss.
What?
They must have something to talk about.
I can't hear you, dude.
I said they must have something to talk about. They don't want you to hear.
Oh.
That's right. I that's what I imagine.
Yeah.
Well, there must be a reason why you called us, then.
I just called. I want to get on the teleconference.
Ah, well, that's not a reason to call. I'm sorry. Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah. Anybody else that calls and says, I just want to get on a teleconference, is going to get a dial tone. Don't mean to be nasty, but, you know, if I wanted to be an operator, I would have applied at the phone company. Can I help you?
Yeah. You were talking before you were addicted to pets.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Couple of weeks.
Really? So
maybe a month.
So how long? Well, actually, how much Pez did you eat a day to consider it an addiction?
Well, you know those family packs that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting down about 2 or 3 of those a day.
Really?
At one time, yeah. At one time, until I you know, I joined PA.
A PA for that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, other people like that? Then?
Oh, yes. There's lots of them.
I think I'm becoming like that.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a chapter in your area, I'm sure. They're all over the place. They're marvelous people, and they're very effective, too.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the best.
See, what they do is they dress like the dispensers, and they talk to you like your favorite character, and in that way you sort of start trusting them, you know? And instead, they dispense things that look like the Pez's, but they're actually drugs. And so what they're trying to do with that is get you off the Pez's and onto something else so that you'll forget about it. And you do. I've totally forgotten about virtually everything.
You had to pay for that?
Oh, yeah, through the nose. It's part of the Colombian cartel or something like that. Really nice people. Really nice group of people.
Listen, I heard on the news today.
Yeah, and they have more colors, too.
That they did something. They found out something about the Loch Ness Monster.
And what did they find out this time?
That you know that picture, the famous picture that they have.
Yeah.
It
seems they'd have more than one by, after all this time, but yeah, I know about that one.
Yeah. Some guy who took the picture, and before he died, he admitted that it was a hoax. That him and a bunch of friends made rigged up a small submarine.
Yeah, you know what that means? That means the aliens got to him and made him say that. That's what that means.
What aliens?
The aliens that control the Loch Ness Monster.
How do you know that?
Well, I can't say how I know it. I just know it, all right? I mean...
Maybe you're an alien.
Why are you asking so many questions? Maybe you're an alien.
Can you put me on teleconference?
All right, hold on. We're going on, let's see. All right, let's go for number 1. Is anybody still in this teleconference? Okay, sounds like there's a whole bunch here. We got somebody for you.
What are you, Eric?
How you doing?
Thanks for putting me in this teleconference.
You sound much happier in there. Okay, let's put somebody... Okay, we have one more person in there. And may they have much happiness. Good morning, you're on.
Yeah, I have another 1-800 number for you.
What's it for?
Well, it's 1-800-WET-TOES.
Wet toes?
For people like foot fetishes, but I think it might have been disconnected, I've heard, but it might still be, you can try it and see if it still works.
I'll invite our listeners to try that. I'm afraid what I might find if I call it.
Can I be on teleconference?
Let's see, number three. Okay, I'll try to put you on there. Hold on. Uh-oh. Something happened. Something went wrong here. Okay, let's try and get him over there. Great. Good morning.
Hello?
How are you?
Hey, I have a problem. These guys, they beat me up, and they made me sniff glue, and they're really bad people, and I wanted to warn everybody that's listening not to go near FBFY, the punk band from Long Island.
Okay, now, let me just ask you one question.
Yes?
Now, did they make you sniff glue, and you're speaking now while being under the effects of sniffing glue, or was that some time ago, and now you're totally normal?
It was right after work, about an hour ago.
Okay, so you're probably just still being affected by the glue then.
Yes.
So we cannot trust the things that you say. So if you say that they made you sniff glue, maybe they didn't, because you have the effects of sniffing glue. You see what I'm trying to say?
No.
All right, good. I totally freezed out your brain then. It's one of the things we do around here. Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
I don't. I was watching sightings, like a tape that I had.
Yeah.
And they were talking about UFOs, and some things that they were saying were, like, pretty scary.
About UFOs?
Yeah. You know how they talk about, like, how they take in people and they take experiments on them and stuff?
Right, they do the experiments, and they let them go, and they alter their brains so that
yeah.
they...
Yeah, do you think that could be, like, possibly true at all?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, it can happen to anybody at any time. It can happen to you tonight when you try to go to sleep, and you'll never know. Although, years from now, you'll somehow get a remembrance of it.
Because and then about the sights, how do you see, like, the lights in the air and stuff?
Uh-huh.
You know, is that possibility, like, sometimes you mix them up with planes and stuff.
Well, I mean, you gotta believe in these things, you know? You gotta believe that there's things out there.
And avoid them, right?
No, you can't. They're part, I mean, you know, we're just one tiny little dot in the sky of infinity.
That's
so, There's things that we can't even imagine out there.
Yeah, the point there, you're right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Do you think you put me in, like, one of the teleconferences so I could talk about UFOs with other people?
All right, but you're the last person I'm putting in a teleconference.
All right.
So let everybody know that. This is the last time I'm going to do this.
Thanks.
All right, so anybody else that's calling, in right now, I'm not putting anybody else in teleconference. You understand that? Nobody. I don't care if the Pope himself calls. Okay, we're going to put him in over here. Okay, now all the teleconferences are closed up for the night. If you leave the teleconference, you cannot get back in even if your hand is stamped. That's just the way it is. The doors have closed. Last call. Good morning.
Hi, can I just tell you that you have a major attitude?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I also have a quick finger. Good morning.
Hi, this is Dave again.
Hi, Dave again.
I was just on the teleconference number two.
Yeah? I hope you don't want to get back in.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm just trying to warn everyone not to, because they're the biggest bunch of losers.
Uh-huh. Well, nobody can get back in, because the door is closed and locked.
That's good. It's a warning to all of them that want to go in.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's disgusting in there.
Disgusting, huh?
He's the biggest bunch of morons I've met in my entire existence.
Well, you have something to talk about now.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, you know, it's you have to search long and far to find the biggest bunch of morons you've ever met in your life, don't you think?
Oh, that's probably one place, but teleconference number two is terrible. It's awful. It's like a house of horrors in there.
House of horrors.
Oh, completely.
All right. Well, no one else is going to fall into a house of horrors, but thanks for the warning.
I try.
All right. Good morning. Anybody there?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm not sure if you remember me, but I called before about my sexuality.
We called before this show, or you called before many shows ago?
Many shows ago, I had some problems.
Yeah?
On a hall.
Did we help? Did we make things
threatened.
Worse?
I feel threatened.
You feel threatened?
Yeah, there's this fat Spanish guy who lives, like, across the hall from me, and he keeps bothering me, and he touches me, and he calls me a fag.
Uh-huh.
And it really gets me scared.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what to do.
Well, I would avoid this person at all costs. I would report this person if he does things that are nasty. And I think you're capable of that, aren't you?
I'm scared, though. Me and my friend Joe are really scared because he lives right across the hall.
Uh-huh.
And as I walk into the bathroom and sit, and he would just look at me in a strange way.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what to do.
Well, let other people know. That's probably your best defense.
Yeah,
if other people know about these things, you know, you don't, that way you don't suffer in solitude.
I also feel threatened, though. There's this another guy, there's this Irish guy, I think he's a skinhead or something.
How's everybody have a nationality here?
Yeah, yeah.
You got a Spanish guy and an Irish guy now.
Yeah, because, there's this, he has a shaved head, I think he's like a skinhead or something.
Uh-huh.
And he threatens me, too. Them two are like really good friends.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what
they're really good friends or really good friends?
No, they're like, they tag team up on me, you know?
Uh-huh. I see. Again, I suggest that you you not keep this a secret. I mean, telling people on the radio is one start, but tell people who live around you so that other people are aware of this. Good luck. Good morning.
Eric.
Yeah.
Could you put people, transfer other teleconference calls to, like, teleconference one?
I'm not even going to honor that with an answer because I already made my position clear. I can't make it any clearer. And I got 2 minutes, so we don't have any time for any of this. We'll be back again. Well, I won't be here next week, but Matt will. He doesn't know it yet, but he will. And I'll see you either 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now. Till then, stay peaceful and enjoy the inner light of your consciousness if you're able to find one. Good evening.
Without going out of my door, I can know things on earth. Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows, the less one really going out of your door.
That's unthinkable.
You can know things on earth. Without looking out of your window, you can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows. Let's not really know. Arrive without traveling. Do all without looking. Do all without doing. Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
I don't believe that's a good idea. I wish you wouldn't do that.
Hey, Jim, you know what special time here at the radio station is coming up very soon?